Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. For years, I have entrusted my websites and digital media to Lunar Pages. Lunar Pages, that's an odd name, isn't it? But if you own a business, large, small, or in between, Lunar Pages is the name you need to remember for reliable, scalable web hosting. Lunar Pages offers business hosting packages with the tools, scripts, and support you need to run an efficient and secure business website, like dedicated IP, SSL certificates to secure your site's transactions, Secure Live, their patented website hack protection service that continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. Give Lunar Pages your attention. I want you to go to our website, philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the sponsors page, and then click on the Lunar Pages button. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, but I guarantee that just like me, you'll love Lunar Pages. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, a big recall you need to know about, because if you drive this kind of car, you could die today. Plus, what college grads don't have a clue about how to get hired. Manny the movie guy loves lobster, and superstition and travel. A whole lot more as well. Joining me in the studio today is a guy you've heard on the radio if you love rock and roll. He's behind Gonzo.fm. We love him, Gonzo, Greg Spillane.
Hey, Phil, thanks. And coming up here, I'll explain or answer the question you probably have as to why I'm wearing this hockey mask.
Hey, if you listen to this show on iTunes, thanks for leaving a comment and a five-star review. You help the show when you do that because the folks over at iTunes, they read your comments and they notice your five-star reviews. They really do, even when they're not wearing their hockey mask. You have one of those?
You don't? What's wrong with you, man? How do you celebrate the day?
Oh, gosh.
It actually, is, I did have one of those. In fact, it was a glow-in-the-dark version.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, you had one at one time.
I see where you're going. Friday the 13th is Indeed. Today in real time, and people freak out about it, don't they?
They do, and the only reason why, I guess anybody can figure out, they guess they did some research, folklore historians and stuff, and really the only thing that they can come back to is the Last Supper theory. You're familiar with this, right?
That happened on Friday the 13th?
The Last Supper, 13 guests who sat at the table on the day before the Friday on which Jesus was crucified. Yeah. So other than that, there's really no other connective tissue that makes Friday the 13th this scary day. In fact, some cultures, 13 is a lucky number. So it's kind of a weird thing for us, or it's, Christian-based. There's a lot of hotels. You still don't see a 13th floor. A lot of buildings and stuff, or a lot of people won't stay in room 13 anything. That never bothers me. Does it bother you at all? I don't even think
twice about it anymore, and except for the fact that I've been on the radio on Friday the 13th so many days over the course of my career that I'm forced to think about it and look at all the things that people look at. And it just seems silly to me that because as soon as you walk into another country, if Friday the 13th isn't ubiquitous, then what's the point?
Triple word score on ubiquitous, by the way.
Oh, always happy to help.
I like Friday the 13th because it is traditional to go to the tattoo parlor and get a $13 tattoo. although you're supposed to tip to make it significantly more than 13 bucks. And usually most places will only do up to, an inch or two on Friday the 13th. And it's always a crowded mess at the tattoo.
Well, I'm sorry. If I get a tattoo, I'm going to need more than an inch or two.
Well, then don't go on the 13th because it's sold out. It's usually a line around the corner at the places that do it.
Holy crap.
A lot of places don't do it anymore just because it's such a pain.
But you know what? Not only bad things happen on Friday the 13th, I have five good things that happened in the past on Friday the 13th.
On Friday the 13th. Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear what these are?
Sure.
The Hollywood sign was dedicated in the Hollywood Hills on Friday, July 13th, 1923.
And now how many dead bodies have been found up there?
Right. And it was originally, people forget that it originally said Hollywood Land.
Land, yeah.
But the land part was dropped in 1949. And then the sign dropped in the 1970s, more or less. And then they had to clean it up again. Right. Steve Buscemi was born on Friday, December 13th, 1957. Without him, we wouldn't have the Big Lebowski, Reservoir Dogs, or a Boardwalk Empire.
Sure.
Because he was such a big part of all three of those. The United States adopted its first Equal Employment Act on Friday, October 13th, 1967. President Johnson, LBJ, signed an executive order saying the government cannot discriminate in hiring practices based on gender. Boy, that goes back to 1967. I see, you know, over the years, companies have been following that rule to the letter, haven't they?
Yeah, it's gained wide acceptance immediately.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see. Oh, another one. Black Sabbath released their first album on Friday, February 13th, 1970.
Although they probably did that on purpose.
Yeah, I would think so. That one could go either way, of course. It reached number 8 in the UK album charts, number 23 on the Billboard 200. Little trivia for you. That was the first record I ever purchased.
Wow.
With my own paper route money.
Did you buy it on the day it came out? Did you buy it on Friday the 13th?
More or less near there, because I bought it in 1970. So let's see. I was 11 years old listening to Black Sabbath.
Wow. Well, your parents must have been terrified.
They were not in the house when I played it so loud that a fine piece of china that my mom had on top of one of the speakers fell and broke into like 7 pieces. But there were no little chips because it was fine stuff. So, you know, it didn't crumble like the cheap stuff that you have.
Right.
We had some regular glue, and I spent the rest of the afternoon piecing it together. That thing is still on top of the very same speaker to this day. And nothing was said about it ever falling, and I don't know whether mom has ever noticed the cracks in it.
I was going to say, did you ever fess up to that?
No. Well, I mean, she knows now if she's listening, but,
right.
You know.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, I have one more. The Olympics returned to their birthplace. The Summer Olympics were held in Greece in 2004, and the opening ceremony in Athens took place on Friday, August 13th. Team USA ended up winning the most medals that year with 101.
USA. All right, then.
Yeah. USA. Friday the 13th. All right. So we want to talk about cars here, and we're looking into the future. Cars, the future of cars is so great. I mean, I'll be able to get on the freeway and legally take a nap when I'm driving.
That's what it's looking like, yeah. And here's something even, but like right now, like as far as jobs go, yeah. Like what's the best job you could have? I think doing this is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's basically all I've ever done for a living.
The guy that straps you in on a ride at Disneyland,
is that a good job?
No.
Please keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times while the ride is in motion. Enjoy the rest of your stay here, top Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
Right. In Arizona right now, you can earn $20 an hour not driving one of these Google self-driving cars.
Oh.
They are advertising for, they call them self-driving vehicle operators.
Yeah.
You need to have a clean driving record. I don't know really why that would be necessary. No criminal history. You need a BS or a BA degree for some reason. Mm-hmm. And the ability to type at least 40 words per minute. Which I presume you're doing 6 to 8 hours a day in a two-person team while the car drives itself around 5 days a week. So you just sit there and carefully monitor the car's systems with what they say, in here's quotes, constant focus.
Yeah.
And you file these daily reports about what the car is doing and how it's working. And if necessary, you can take control of the vehicle.
That's a good gig right there.
It seems like, I'd be paranoid, though, about it. The car would just take off.
And, you know, how do you know what's necessary and when? You know, they want you to leave your hands off the wheel and just let the car do the driving. But you're going to get the inkling. Oh, there's a car. Oh, there's, you know, some people have different tolerances for how far away objects are before they before they go into avoidance mode.
Sure.
Right? For some people, it's a car on the horizon. For me, it's a couple of inches.
Like, you're one of those people you're a passenger and you're stomping on the floor with your imaginary brake pedal over there, like, that kind of thing.
Gosh.
The opening episode of that show, Silicon Valley, and I think it's on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the opening? It was one of the opening episodes. One of the guys from the team gets in one of those self-driving cars, and doors lock and it takes him and puts him on a barge. Mm-hmm. He's trapped in this car for like a month. that's why I don't trust them. I don't trust a car that drives itself.
Oh, by the way, in just a moment, I mean literally a moment from now, we're going to tell you about a major automaker that's recalling some cars that if you're driving one today, you very well could die. And also, we were talking about Friday the 13th. Coming up in, let's see, well, here it is. There are a handful of times a year that Friday the 13th comes up. I mean, sometimes it's once a year, sometimes it's three times a year. And I wonder, do you purposely avoid that date when you want to book some travel? Well, coming up in the third segment of today's Phil Hewlett and Friends, Gary Warner, our travel guy, looks at travel superstitions, and you don't want to miss that. And also, we're trying something different today, and we're going to do this for a while. You will only, from this point forward, be able to hear the entire show from start to finish if you listen to it live or if you visit philhewlettandfriends.com. It'll be right there, and it'll be archived forever. You'll always be able to hear it. But if you subscribe to the show, you will hear little segments of the program. And what is ending, what you're listening to right now, is segment number one. And then we'll progress into segment number two. And each show will have six segments, bite-sized segments, long enough for you to listen to on your drive to work or on your session on a treadmill. So I'm told by people that understand podcasts better than I do that you want to listen to shorter bites of the program. And so thus, there you go. And another thought I have here, you know, the last 8 to 10 years have been tough. The economy has been in the tank. You know this, even though the experts say we're not in a recession, it doesn't feel that way, does it? Well, still a lot of people can't get a good paying job, and perhaps you're one of them. Maybe now's the time to learn some new skills. I want you to know about Shaw Academy. Shaw Academy is the world leader in providing online education. They deliver courses in more than 50 countries and in 10 major languages. Each month, Shaw Academy educates over 35,000 new students. Courses like photography, financial trading, web development, social media marketing, mobile app development, sports nutrition, graphic design, fast track business success, and a whole lot more. And because you are listening to my voice right now, you qualify for a discount on tuition of up to 98%. 98%. Unlike other online courses, Shaw Academy conducts live, fully interactive lessons all over the world, catering for all time zones and local markets. And they have recordings of these live sessions available 24/7. Sign up now for as little as $13. Look for the Shaw Academy button on the sponsor page of our website, philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on it and get ready to start learning today. Shaw Academy. All right. Now, back to you, Gonzo.
I didn't do it.
You didn't?
This was my
That's what Ozzy Osbourne said.
That's my standard retort.
To Shawin. Shawin, I didn't do it.
I am so saddened by this news. Were you shocked and stunned and broken up?
Well, the first part of the story, when I heard Ozzy Osbourne had gone missing, that was the first report. I thought, oh, no. I mean, it's old news that Ozzy is suffering from some form of dementia. And the older he gets, you would just assume that dementia is going to increase and impair his judgment.
Sure, it's had nothing to do with the mountains of drugs that were involved in his life.
But then they found him, and everybody was happy. But then they realized, oh, Sharon kicked him out.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have not heard the news, and she's on the fast track for divorce, it looks like she's shopping for divorce attorneys.
She's finally had it.
Now.
Yeah.
But the last straw was, I guess, another woman, this Michelle Pugh, I think is her name.
It's her fault.
She's a hairstylist, and I guess that was the last straw for Sharon, who I guess you would have to imagine is a pretty tolerant woman to have lived how many years with Ozzy?
One would think that a woman like Sharon would tolerate her gravy train.
Right. That was my next thought, was that I kind of felt like, you know, he just finished. Didn't they do the Black Sabbath reunion tour? Didn't that just wrap up?
Yeah.
And I figured, okay, well, he's coming off the road. And yeah, now the paycheck's dried up. So she's wrung him out, you know, and, and she's like, she's out. But then, what was it, yesterday? They made the latest Ozfest announcement together. Even though they said, you know, she said, I guess, that they're not together, but they are still doing business together.
Yeah, they're still partners in a business sense.
Seems that way.
But that means that Ozzy's got to be, they got to drag him out onto the stage and he's got to perform again. What is he, like 70 now?
Yeah, she's going to divorce him, but she's still making him go on tour. Poor guy.
How many songs, Shawin? Shawin.
I mean, Ozzy, for years, do you ever see him live?
Last time I saw him was probably 10 years ago now.
And what's the story behind the bucket of water that he pours over his head?
First of all, it's sad to see him out there. He kind of plods around, you know, walks back and forth across the stage. And it is alleged by many that the bucket and the water is so that he, when he actually wets himself while on stage, no one would suspect because he has dumped water on himself. But the allegation is that that he regularly urinates.
The water is a flusher.
it's a cover, so nobody suspects.
Well, I don't know how he sings some of these songs too.
Well, that's another allegation. I've talked to people who have said to me, and I can't verify this as fact, but they've been backstage and seen somebody singing for Ozzy.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's live singing, but it's backstage, and so Ozzy might not actually be singing most of the songs.
That is so sad.
It really kind of is, and I feel like, you know, Sharon's just sending him out there again.
Well, so. I mean, how well is Tony Iommi? Is he in any condition to perform at this stage of the game?
I wouldn't imagine so, but I don't know.
Executive producer Mike Stark, you generally know all things Black Sabbath.
Yeah, they are still on the road. In fact, the Black Sabbath band is going to play, minus Bill Ward, of course, is going to play at that Ozfest that you mentioned.
Oh, okay. And they're combining that Ozfest with something called Knotfest. And is that like a Slipknot related deal? Is that what that is? Well, I see we nodded Gons right off the air.
Oh, I don't have any information. I thought you were going to Mike on that one.
No.
I have no information on that.
None whatsoever, huh?
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And if it does involve Slipknot, then it would not involve me, I would have to say.
Right. I mean, over the course of the years, I've had two knock down, drag out arguments with guys from Slipknot. Apparently, that's just what they like to do. When I've had to interview them, it turned into wrestling.
Really? Wow. So, yeah, even more likable than I had imagined.
In fact, I think our good friend Lon Friend, who many people know, he was the editor in chief of what was the magazine? Was it Rip Magazine?
Rip, I believe it was Rip
Magazine. Yeah, mm-hmm. And a good friend of ours during the KNAC.com years. For those of you who know, he went on a trip to Europe and had some interview in a park on a bench with somebody from Slipknot, and a wrestling match broke out there too.
Really?
And Lon, he's a soft-spoken guy. He's easy to get along with, and the Slipknot guy didn't get along with Lon. So I'm with you. If there's a Knotfest, I'm not going.
Yeah, I've not heard great things about them, and I'm not a particularly huge fan of their music either. So
now, our last episode of Phil Hewlett and Friends was called Prom Sex, and we were trying to figure out whether everybody's having sex at prom.
Isn't that the point?
Well, apparently only about 8% are, and 92% think everybody else is. That's the research that we came up with on the last show. But girls, you're really getting screwed at prom regardless. A survey randomly sponsored by Duct Tape. I guess Duct Tape's out there interviewing people.
What kind of prom date are you going on?
They figured out how much going to the prom will cost this year, and girls will spend an average of $449, while guys will only spend an average of $282. Girls spend more because of their dress, their hair, their nails, but that doesn't take into account the great promposal trend. Those cost an average of $324, so go ahead and tack that on to the deal as well.
Right. Well, doesn't the guy usually get the car or the...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get the helicopter. Right. Yeah, and if there is a hotel room involved, then, you know, perhaps some shenanigans will go on. Mm-hmm. But then you don't get your money back when you turn in the tuxedo.
I never went, so I never went to a prom at all.
Yeah, right.
Not the junior, not the senior, none.
Yeah, all right.
I think I did DJ one once, maybe. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Were you? But you've never chaperoned one,
nope.
Have you?
Nope.
That just seems creepy, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, not right at all. Okay, here's some more disturbing news for you about children. The number of children with chronic health problems is on the rise. Now, I don't know how to define chronic health problems, but it is on the rise. And what we're going to find out is what those chronic health problems are and what, if anything, we can do about this disturbing trend. Dr. Elena George is one of those doctors who sticks the tongue depressor down your throat and says, say ah, and other important and difficult things to say while that tongue depressor's in there. She's going to join us live in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Stick with us. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports of Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.